Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindfulness coach, Peter M. Fellows. And this week, we'll be sharing a little of our journey with the 2022 Road Trip Retreat. I'll begin by explaining to those of you who don't know a little about the retreat. We welcomed attendees. They came into our show, music playing, took assigned seats, got a beautifully designed retreat workbook filled with goodies, and had a delicious, healthy breakfast. Then each of us began the morning program by starting at one of three tables for the first of our three 45-minute breakout refueling and retooling sessions. Peter, can you tell our listeners what was your goal for participants at the retreat?
You know, the thing is, you always want them to not just have a good time, but to leave with something practical which they can hold on to. And then when they return to the real world, because it's not a real world in the retreat, it's so wonderful and there's all these people in there, passionate, and we're enjoying ourselves. But when they return to the real world, their everyday life, they remember that and they apply that and they see the change, they elevate it. That's what I was hoping to give everyone. I might have just ended up giving them a headache, but that was the intention. I mean, not the headache, the thing they could use was the intention. How about you, Frank?
It was terrific.
Yeah, well, if you look at how we have done it until now and our idea of personal development on the brink of also a little spirituality and had a Cinco de Mayo. So we had a nice margarita. So what we actually did, we made a nice margarita of thoughts, ideas, philosophies in a very practical way. My idea was helping them to improve their lives by bringing them two tools. It was the fine art of reality engineering, or as also called the power of creative visualization. That was one tool. And the second one were two breathing exercises that was, they focused on reducing stress and helped them to relax and become more balanced. I think these two things are very important, because we have discussed this over and over again, and how can we help people in real life? So I've chosen those two aspects.
Thank you, Frank. Terrific. It was so much fun. I mean, I'm still buzzing from it. So what I was hoping to achieve, my goal was to establish connection as the main tool to create productive action and better focus in our personal and professional lives. I was sharing some community building tools that attendees could use today to elevate their lives and go forward. Peter, what did you think about the participants' reaction to what you taught?
You see, you work on these things, and you guys know I'm always researching it. I'm trying to stay on top of the newest trends, the newest ideas, the newest research that comes out. And I'm all the time trying to think, how can I distill this? How can I make it simple and understandable and powerful and concrete and pass that along? And then when you actually sit down with people, because that was one of the unique attributes of this particular presentation, the way our style of doing a retreat, a workshop, is not to stand on a stage and pontificate, but to actually be with the people and work with them. You see what things people pick up on, what things they don't quite understand. And I might have made an offhand remark, which they suddenly go, oh yeah, that makes sense. So you, for myself anyway, I'm always doing a debrief afterwards to say, okay, what happened? How can I make this better? How can I use what I got? So yeah, it's great. And there's nothing more uplifting than to see someone say, oh, that's a great idea. I feel so good. You say, oh, okay, well, there you go. That's me. You know, I do good things. So I don't know. How was it for you, Frank?
You know, when at the end of a session, we had about 45 minutes. We had three tables, about seven persons there, and you can interact with that with persons in a much easier way when there's a small group. As you know, I'm also a college professor, and I'm teaching with smaller groups of by far more effective than large groups. It has been researched over and over again. So that is a really added value, the way we have constructed that. And you could see that, you know, when you are applauded and people say, well, great stuff, Frank, gives you, it empowers me. I like it. Of course, I like positive feedback. But more important, you see them taking notes, asking the questions. And at the end, they felt refueled. And sometimes they were writing down and looked at you guys. And I saw the people smiling, laughing. And that are all signs. You know, when you start sending out happy feelings and smiles, that is, then you are engaged the best way possible. So, and you're taking in whatever we say. This is what we were telling wasn't a new kind of Bible or something like that, but it was our experience and a mixture of tools, thoughts, and ideas we have road tested ourselves, and people could feel that we did it that way. And that made that we really had a impact. And not only because they said it was awesome, but you could see it in their eyes. And that is, that's the best feeling you could have also as a teacher, as a roadie.
Great stuff, Frank. I heard the road test sound effect too. Yeah. Press the button.
We are just off a major highway here, you know. Yeah.
So what I noticed was, since it was Cinco de Mayo, the audience had a festive vibration. I think that having the event on that day was so, you know, it was accidental at first, but it became, you know, the theme of the whole thing. And, you know, they were so eager to learn through the connection. I loved how the movement from Peter to my table and then to Frank created and maintained such a wonderful state of learning energy. So I have to hand it to you guys who had the idea of getting the attendees up from each table and moving, rather than to have us move from each table, which most people thought was normal. I'm giving Frank credit for that.
Yeah.
So Peter, what did you learn about your own presentation or material that day?
I just found that we couldn't have done any better than if we had fed them alcohol in the drinks. it flowed quite nicely. I just think that you can't stop, you can't make the few minutes that you have, and the three sessions of 45, and then in the afternoon, three sessions of 30, you can't make it about your message in one sense. You know, I had a certain thing that I wanted to go along with, but as soon as we started talking to the people and they began to talk about their own life and what was going on in that became far more effective than the examples, the canned examples that I had, because now we were talking about real life. I could hear what they were saying and I could show them how to change it around just slightly so that it made everything appear differently. So yes, I work best on presented situations. Whatever happens has meaning, has purpose, and I like to make use of that because it's also modeling what they have to do in their life, that they come in with a certain set of expectations to a situation, a relationship, or the business, and then things happen which they didn't expect, and they have to be able to roll with that and to, in my case, look within to get the guidance on how to deal that and make that more fulfilling. So that's what I got was the importance of the interaction with them on a real level rather than an academic level.
That's Frank. Awesome. Beautiful. Yeah.
The feedback I got was that many people liked my structured approach. If you want to do something about reality engineering, the word engineering already gives the suggestion of a structured approach. So I used the well-known tool of Martin Sinek's, the what, the how, and the why. So what is it all about? What is creative visualization all about? How do you do that? What does it mean? What are the tripwires also connected to that? Because it's more than only positive thinking and thinking happy thoughts and being an optimist. And why it is effective if you apply this method in a structured way. This helped them to grasp the steps better and to understand it quicker. And that helps them, I hope, to integrate it into their lives more easily, because that's always the case. You can teach everything to everyone, but in the end, people have to apply it and embrace it. And if you make it as stupid, simple as possible, then more likely they're going to apply it. So at the end, I had the famous American bumper sticker, and they got it for free, two of them. If you want to know how, yes, contact us in the next momentum. Enjoy us and join us at a new Road Ahead Cafe trip. Tell you more about it easily.
Good man, Frank. So what I learned was how in-person interaction combined with bringing the right people together could create such a beautiful community. And I do think it'll last for years to come. And one of the things that I mentioned is that when I saw Zig Ziglar back in the mid-1980s in Texas, that he mentioned that, you know, motivational speaking was much like taking a shower. You got to do it every day. So I told the attendees, this stuff is going to be, you know, gone next week if you don't practice it, take action, be productive with it. But of course, being the Road Ahead Cafe guys, we do have a plan to help them continue to use this information. Peter, how do you think the participants can best integrate what they learned into their daily lives?
Well, I would like to just mention first with something Frank said, which I picked up on, because I'd said how I let my structure go to a certain extent to interact with what was happening. And he had a structured plan. And I think this is one of the things that the strengths of the Road Ahead Cafe, the track team, is that we have such different approaches that people get something out of every session with us, because there's always an approach that suits you. And I think also that I'm beginning to think rather that it's not so much how clever we are in our approach as people get the most from us based on our personalities, so that it wouldn't have worked as well for me to take the very structured approach. It wouldn't have worked, if I might say, for Frank perhaps as well to do a very loose and non-approach. They wouldn't have got the best from us. So I think that's kind of good. And as for keeping it simple, stupid, well, I can't help but do that. Everything I do is very, very simple and or stupid. But yes, we want this to work for the people who came. It's not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We want this to become a part of their life and their way of living. And we have some very exciting things, opportunities coming up for people. And I don't want to go into any of the details now, but there is stuff coming, right, Frank?
Absolutely. There's a much more coming, and we keep you posted, because you can become member of a wonderful new family in which we'll share much more of this great stuff, and there's much more. And set beside, the interesting thing is in motivational speaking, and I've seen a lot of them also on stage, it's what I would call tell sell. And you look at the guy or the woman there, he's a celebrity, did it, done it, being there, whatever it is. And that doesn't mean he or she is not good at it. The interesting thing is, we at that round table had an interaction with the participants, so we can look them in the eyes and see what their reactions are. We do it, as Peter says, and also what Rick said, we do it in our own unique way. But the blend of the three of us is the added value. And that's what we're focusing on. We created a brand, and the added value is the chemistry between the different things, the different approaches from different angle, with one common denominator, helping you to improve your life in whatever way for the better, to find your best self, to put it that way. And yeah, how do you do that? There's only one thing: practice, practice, practice. And if you find it difficult, just a quote of Nike, just do it. That's all. Just do it. Play with it. I said to all my participants, play with the stuff. Play with it. You have my address. You have our address. Reach out. If you say, well, I'm stuck, help me out. We make a Zoom call and I help you out, because that's the added value. That's who we are as Trek boys.
Good stuff, Frank. So what I was thinking is, if we could build a foundation on connection and elevate ourselves each day and those around us, and that's all we wanted to do, was just bring something so special. And I was like one of the students when I was, you know, engaging in this road trip. It was just so much fun to, you know, watch the very high level people joined us. And so I think it's no accident that I was learning as much as I was teaching. So that's always terrific. And I think it's finding your superpower and going with it. You know, everything that we talked about here today was so much about who we three ordinary guys are as individuals. And I enjoy, you know, every Thursday morning, because we get to bring this, you know, this individuality into one place so that there's something here for everybody. And that's the magic of what we do here on the Road Ahead Cafe. So, you know, just, it does feel good when everybody gets to be who they are and really use their gifts and bring that forward. So we're celebrating the uniqueness in each of you as a listener or a watcher. Peter, final thoughts on this. What's one thing that you hope the participants take away from that retreat?
Well, I was actually thinking that we are probably the best gurus and the worst gurus, because we ain't pretty. Well, you two guys are pretty, but we are real. We live real lives. And I think the people who we met can identify with that. There's no limo pulling up to take us to a star-studded gala or TV studio. We have working lives. We work for a living. And that's what I want people to take away from their interactions with us. Authenticity. Yes, I'm like you. I've been there. I've been where you are. Maybe not as deeply as you. Maybe not felt the pain quite like you felt it. But I get it. And that's why I can help you.
Thank you, Peter. Terrific. Frank, what are your final thoughts?
Yeah, you just said, Rick, motivational speaking is like taking a shower. We are not in a motivational speaking business. But if you look at how many recipes related to meat are made here in Europe, it's always done in a kind of marinade. Mm. So I would say that do you want to join us? Do you like our marinade? And we sometimes change in different recipes, but it's a marinade. The marinade takes at least 24 hours to have the meat get the taste you really want. So this takes time. There is no quick fix in life. I don't believe it. I haven't seen it. Yeah, maybe a Band-Aid, but anyway, this is not our business and being Band-Aid suppliers, so that's something completely different. There is no quick fix. And there is also no free lunch. It doesn't mean that you have to pay for everything. It means that you have to put the effort in it, the intention. And summarizing that in two phrases, I have here a small quote on my desk, and it's from Neil Walsh, the guy who wrote book series Communication with God, and I like to read it aloud. Think only what you choose to experience. Say only what you choose to make real. And do only what you choose to demonstrate as your highest reality. That's what I embrace. And I think and feel that the Road Ahead guys embrace this all. Thank you for watching and listening. Hope to see you soon.
Wow. Good stuff, Frank. So we're a marinade. All right. That works for the cafe. So my final thoughts, when you do life alongside a group of learners, your days will be filled with joy and wonder. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together again with you next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.